Winning the attention of presidential candidates is their primary objective.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So with no real front runner in place, Republicans in Michigan want to be relevant
in choosing their party's nominee for president.
Now, the state Senate,
the Republican-controlled state Senate,
could vote as soon as this week to move Michigan's 2016 winner-take-all presidential primary to the third Tuesday in March.
Right. It would potentially be part of a so-called Big Ten primary.
Got your attention, sports fans?
The theory is a regional Big Ten Super Tuesday primary would be the final leg of a sort of political trifecta.
The early states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, would do their traditional winnowing of the field.
And then we'd see the southern so-called SEC primary.
Is this all some sort of plot by the NCAA?
The SEC primary of mostly southern states would then knock it down to just the final few.
And then the nomination gets wrapped up right here in the Midwest with the so-called Big Ten primary.
Right. It could be 8, 10, maybe even a dozen neighboring states.
Unless some states, Ohio, for example, decide to opt out to make an independent bid for influence.
Right, because Ohio just never quite gets enough attention in presidential politics.
Sit down, Ohio. Give some other states a chance.
Now, there's really only a few ways for states to stand out during primaries. One is to go very, very early.
Which is why Iowa and New Hampshire so fiercely guard their first-in-the-nation status. South Carolina and Florida, too.
To the point where national party rules severely sanction states that try to go too early.
Like Michigan did in the last cycle. Right now, the state GOP faces the loss of almost all its national convention delegates if it doesn't move the primary back. And the Republican National Committee says, this time, we mean it. We really mean it.
So, in a bid for regional clout, the idea of a Big Ten Super Tuesday primary was born.
The University of Virginia's Center for Politics crystal ball says the path to the presidency may very well run through the Midwest, which is one reason why they put Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker in its very top tier of Republican presidential prospects.
Right, along with Jeb Bush, who was in Michigan last week.
How do we recapture prosperity and opportunity that once defined cities like Detroit?
There to court the business types who make up the Detroit Economic Club.
Making the case for support in the primary, or maybe even possibly making the case for support in the general.
But some Republicans also saying Michigan is really such a blue state in presidential elections that the primary is where we'll have the biggest impact, because once the summer of 16 is on us, it's going to be all about the real battleground states.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.